This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectikuteitorah.org.
As you can see, behind me is a building with the stones Yerushalayim. I'm in Yerushalayim recording this particular session. But so nice to be with you. And this is the parasha of Acharei, a double parasha, and Acharei Kedoshim. And in this parasha, the Alter Rebbe discusses in a maimer a very interesting understanding of something we say daily in the morning tefillah, in the morning blessings, right at the beginning, where we say at the very first stage, Elokai neshama shenosato bi tehoirahi, ata varasa, ata yotarto, ata nafachtoli. So let's have a look at these stages. Tehoirahi, the neshama you gave me, Elokai God, neshama shenosato bi, the neshama that you gave me, tehoirahi, it's pure, stage one. Ata varata, you created it. Ata yatsarata, you formed it. Ata nafachtabi, you blew it into me. So there are four stages that we see in terms of the journey of the soul. The first stage, tohorahi, means it's in the purity of connectedness to Hashem, where there's no item which is separate from Hashem. The neshama and Hashem are still one. And that is, it's in absolute state of purity. That's the world of Atzilut, the very high realm, where nothing yet is separate from God. Next we say, Ata Varata, you created it. That means it's moved from the first level of Atzilus into the world of Bria. Barata, Bria, creation. Creation means the beginnings of independent existence, a sense of self. Admittedly, in the world of Bria, it's still a very spiritualized sense of independence. But the neshama becomes aware to some limited extent of itself. And then we say the next phrase in the davening there, Ata Yatsarata, you formed it. And that's the next word of Yitzira, from Yatsarata. So we now have the world of Yetzirah. The Neshama descends to the third world, where the world we call the world of formation, where there's a greater sense of its own independence. And then ultimately it says, Ata nafachta bi, you blew it into me. In other words, Hashem blew into the nostrils of Adam HaRishon, and into the body which is formed in the earth came the animating force of the Neshama all the way down to the physical world. So isn't it interesting that right in the morning we repeat the four levels through which the neshama travels? But the point we're making here is that at the highest level, it's indivisible from God. There's no such thing even as a neshama. It's a latent potential within godliness itself. We say it's like the ray of the sun inside the sun. Does the ray of the sun have any independent existence in the sun? I can't say it does. And yet, when it moves out of the sun, it starts to be perceived. Initially, it's hard to distinguish, but you can distinguish it. And the further away it gets from the sun, the greater, the darker the background, the more you can identify it. And they're the four stages. So now you have a little bit more repertoire and understanding part of the davening of the morning. Let's see if we can use some meditative process to impress this on us. So gently close your eyes and become aware of yourself in a spaceship. Elon Musk has given you a free ride in a spaceship that's going to take you on a journey from Earth to the Sun. And as you take off, you can clearly see the Sun in the distance because you're so far that you're distinguished from the Sun. As you get closer and closer, the sun gets bigger and there's greater brightness. And there comes a point as you're approaching the sun that is so bright that you can't even open your eyes because it's painful. So you actually shield your eyes, still aware of yourself but no longer visibility of the sun, because you had to close your eyes. And now you're within the sun. You don't exist. You and the sun are one. The Neshama and Hashem are in a state of unity in the world of Atzilut. And now you begin to return to earth. You still can't open your eyes, but as it reverses and starts to leave the sun's arena, you can just a little begin to open your eyes in your imagination. It's still very bright, painfully bright. But then, it's a very, very fast spaceship. You move away from the sun. You can open your eyes and you can begin to see the sun. So you've moved from Atzilut through Bria and now into Yetzirah. And now you're going to come into the finite physical world, the world of earth and physicality. And you can open your eyes completely, see the sun in the distance, but you feel yourself. Complete independent existence, the neshama in the body. And that's where it's destined to carry out its most important work of mitzvot, which means to be able to elevate the world to an even higher plane than it was before, and likewise yourself. Think about that for a moment. That journey, the neshama's journey, and gently start to open your eyes, coming all the way back and taking that lesson and keeping it in mind when you say your morning bracha and you get to the early section, Elokai, neshama shenosato bi tehirahi, ata varosa, ata yotzarto, ata nofachto bi.